From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is expressing growing concern over increased fighting in Syria ahead of Wednesday's scheduled resumption of peace talks in Geneva. Secretary of State John Kerry urged his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, to avoid attacks on fighters covered by a cessation of hostilities, focusing instead on militant groups like Islamic State and the Nusra Front. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura was in Damascus Monday, meeting with Syria's foreign ministry ahead of a resumption of those talks, calling them crucially important.
Because we will be focusing in particular on the political transition, on governance and constitutional principles. We did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities.
The UN envoy called promising the successful humanitarian airdrops over Deir el-Zor by the World Food Program aimed at hundreds of thousands of needy people in besieged areas. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says that 3 years after the outbreak of violence in Central African Republic, the biggest killer of children is not bullets, but malnutrition, malaria, respiratory infections, and diarrhea.
The number of hungry people has also doubled from 2015, with half of the people unable to access sufficient food. Aid agencies in the Central African Republic are seeking $531 million this year to help some 1.9 million people in need of their basic food, water, shelter, and sanitation needs.
Meanwhile, the new CAR president, Faustin Archange Touadéra, has named his first cabinet that includes both political allies and former rivals. Three high-ranking jobs in the cabinet went to candidates who ran against him in the first round of elections. This is VOA News. In Yemen, a suicide bomber detonated a belt of explosives near a football stadium in the port city Aden Tuesday, killing at least four. Eight others were wounded. The attack appeared to have targeted young men lining up to register for the military. The country's truce is generally holding despite what UN spokesman Dujarric called pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed to a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks next week in Kuwait. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
More than 6,200 have been killed in the past 13 months of violence. A Brazilian congressional committee Monday recommended that President Dilma Rousseff face impeachment for alleged corruption. The panel voted 38-27 in favor of the motion.
O Brasil vive uma situação econômica grave.
One of those voting in favor, Abi Akel of the opposition Social Democracy Party, said Brazil is in a grave economic situation. The country is stalled, he said, the president's chair empty. The lower house is expected to vote within a week, and political observers say the outcome is too close to call. A two-thirds majority is needed for there to be a trial in the Senate. Ms. Rousseff accused of hiding details of the poor state of the economy to ensure her re-election 2 years ago. A former high-ranking officer in the Global Football Federation, FIFA, has pleaded guilty in U.S. federal court to fraud and conspiracy charges stemming from a wide-ranging FIFA corruption probe. Monday's guilty plea by former Vice President Alfredo Howitt marks the second time in 2 weeks a high-profile Honduran national has formally admitted guilt. On March 28th, former Honduran President Rafael Callejas entered similar pleas in New York, facing a maximum 20-year prison term. Residents of Sudan's Darfur region have begun voting in a three-day referendum on whether to reunite their five parts into one single region or maintain the status quo. A unified Darfur has been a long-standing demand of ethnic insurgents battling the government. However, they're boycotting the vote, calling it rigged. The U.S. has also expressed concern over the process as long as it is held under the current rules and conditions. It says the outcome is not to be considered credible. The region was split into three parts in 1994, then five in 2012, diluting the power of the majority fur tribe. Veterinarians in Zimbabwe Monday were forced to put down a rhino featured on a popular wildlife program after it was shot earlier by poachers. The 8-year-old rhino, a female living in the Matopo National Park in western Zimbabwe, it had been shot and severely wounded, its horns sawn off, her calf was unharmed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.